come into his presence. Praise his holy name. Give God the praise wherever you are. We're alive, we're kicking today. You got something to praise God about. Yeah, you're not sick, you're not in the hospital. You got something to praise God about. If you are sick and you're in the hospital, you got something to praise God about. Yeah, yeah. Just because we're going through doesn't mean we don't have anything to praise God for. Just because God isn't answering our prayers the way that we want it to, it doesn't mean we don't have anything to praise God about. God is still working on our behalf. It ain't always going to go the way we want it to go, but it's going to go according to God's will, God's plan. God's going to work it out. Just exercise your faith. Trust and believe in Him. He's going to do it. Amen? All right, all right. All of y'all out there in Facebook land, thank you for joining us this morning. Everybody that called in on the phone lines, thank you for joining us this morning. The ones that are here with us this morning, thank you for being here. We know this is drastic times, calls for drastic measures, but we're going to do what God says do. Amen? If you would, join us this morning. We're going to sing a song for you, a hymn, to get started. The name of the hymn is We Came a Long Way. Amen? Actually, we've come a long way. Thank you. give us a scripture, and if you would, bless us with a prayer, after which we'll praise team will come back to you. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The wonderful morning that it is. We woke up and we can see today there are those that didn't make it. Be blessed and be thankful. Today's scripture is coming from Hebrews chapter 10. And we'll begin reading it. Verse 31. Can I give you a moment to get it? I'll be reading from the NIV. And it reads, "It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light when you endured a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property. Because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. And but my righteous one will live by faith. And I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved." Amen.
Amen.
And if you could go with me, just for a brief moment, in a word of prayer. Precious Father, Heavenly God, O Righteous One, the one who is, was, and always will be. For there is no wrong within thee, for nothing you do is wrong, but always right. We may not see it, but if we have faith and believe,
yes,
we will know it.
Uh-huh.
Father, we come before you right now asking you, Lord, during this season, pass us not by. Whatever you have for us, Lord, let us receive it. That whatsoever we do, Lord, we do it in your name.
Yes.
We do it for your glory. We do it that you will receive honor, Lord.
Yes.
We do it that others, Lord, will see how we worship and praise you and how you bless us.
Yes.
That they might receive those things in which you have blessed us with. And we thank you. Father, we ask you to let us, as your vessels, minister to all those out here that are hurting.
Yes.
For Lord, we are your ministers. We are your mouthpiece here on earth. And let us proclaim your righteousness. And we thank you. Father, we ask you to touch each and every one who has been touched by this virus. Whether they are ones that received it, whether it was a family member, whether they have lost a loved one, a friend. We ask you, Lord, be with them. Show them mercy. Father, we ask you to touch those that are in the hospital.
Yes.
Father, your word word says, by his stripes we are healed. For we, Lord, stand together. You say, well, two or more gather together in your name, you are in the midst. And we ask you, Father, to go forth and heal each and every one according to your will. Father, we pray that those that have been locked up wrongfully or rightfully, that they hear your word, Lord. That your word penetrates deep within their heart, Lord. You said your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. So, Father, we ask you that it goes forth, touches them, and changes their lives, Lord, that you shall receive all the glory. For, Father, it is you who created us, the creation.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's us, Lord, who are to glorify and praise the Creator. And we thank you. But, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to touch each and every person, Lord, that is going to speak your word today, Lord. Let them humble themselves, Lord. Let your spirit fall upon them in a mighty way. Let it increase within them, Lord. They shall speak your word boldly. That your word shall go forth, Lord, and touch each and every one who is a hearer. That we shall be hearers and doers of your word, Lord, that we receive this day. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
All right, come on, let's praise God. Yes, he's in my.
Jesus.
All the honor, all the power, all the glory.
Yes.
I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes, 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 yes. Whew.
Thank you.
Keep standing strong in the Lord. Keep getting well in the Lord. Keep studying of the Lord. Keep praying unto the Lord. Bless you, your family, and your ministry. Amen. Did I leave out anybody? Amen. Up and coming preachers. God bless you too. Amen. I want to say that I said Brother Jones, he sent a card. Amen. His card said to all of you with warmest love. It said, the heart remembers kind deeds and thoughts. My heart remembers special people like all of you. Thanks so much. The family of David Philip Jones Jr. Love you all. Amen. I'm trusting Ronnie Jones' father who will continue to keep them in him and them in prayer. Let the church say amen. Well, this is the day the Lord has made. Ain't that right? We're going to do our best to rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. Yes, sir. If you will, turn with me to the prophet, Old Testament prophet of Isaiah. Isaiah, the first chapter, I'll begin reading at the 16th through the 18th verse. Amen. Verses, I'm sorry, 16th through the 18th verse. And we will see what God has to say about it. Amen. Let me reach back for my eyes. Amen. Thank God for help. Ain't that right? All right. You got God's word. Let me know by saying amen. 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 The Bible reads, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. I want to speak to you from a subject for a short while. Come. C-O-M-E. Come. Amen. Come. And don't be too holy on me, because when somebody should tell you back in the day, come to the party. Come to the house. Amen. Come to the cookout. Y'all know what that meant, didn't you? That means to draw nigh and come. Amen. Amen. So we already got that out the way, what that word means. But Isaiah, the prophet, Old Testament prophet, this book, I often told you in Bible study, is so similar to the Bible itself. Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, is a mini Bible. 66 books in the Bible. 66 chapters in Isaiah. 37 books in the Old Testament of the Bible and 27 books in the New Testament. In the first part of Isaiah, you have those same 30-some verses, 39 chapters, amen, in Isaiah. And then in the latter part of Isaiah, you still have those 27 chapters, amen, which I said to you is a mini Bible, amen. So Isaiah is the prophet of God. And his name, when they said his name, it's just like saying the name of the Lord, Yeshua, amen. It's salvation, amen. Isaiah was bringing a word to the people to let them know that God has spoken. In Numbers chapter 12, the Bible says that God speaks through his prophets, through visions, amen. I mean through dreams. And then through visions, amen, he gives them the opportunity to see that it's God is speaking. And when a prophet comes to the house, the Bible says, let the people know that a prophet has been in the house. Somebody who did not come on their own volition, but someone who came to foretell or foretell what the Lord had to say to the people. And in this time, just like us, amen, Isaiah had to come. He had to come down through time because the Bible says that the vision of the Lord came to Amos, Isaiah, the son of Amos. Now, Isaiah lived a long time. If you look in chapter verse 1 of chapter 1, he lived through Uzziah. He lived through Jotham. He lived through Ahaz. And he lived through Hezekiah. So he lived through four kings from 767 B.C. to 644 B.C. This man had a long life and he had a long ministry. Amen. In other words, he saw many people come, he saw many people go. Amen. But he always depended on the word of the Lord. Amen. So now Isaiah comes and he said, I want to talk to you. Amen. He said, not only do I want to talk to you, but I'm really not talking that God is talking. Because in verse 2, it says, hear ye heavens and the earth. Y'all see it? Hear ye heavens and the earth. For the Lord has spoken. So when y'all say when the preacher's speaking, the preacher is not speaking. God is speaking through the preacher. And it can be, y'all can say, well, what about a false prophet? Paul said that even somebody who's preaching out of motive for their own self, they're not preaching for the glory of God. They're not preaching because God called them. They're preaching for money. Paul said, leave them alone. Y'all know why? Because when the devil meant for evil, God would turn it around for your good. So even when a crook get in the pulpit, he can't help but preach him Jesus. I wish I had somebody this morning. But God is speaking. He's speaking to Jerusalem. And he's speaking to Judah. He's speaking during a time where the Babylonians are coming. Amen. And not only that, Jerusalem is already in captivity. Amen. Because they have done worse to God. So the 10 tribes in the north and the 2 tribes in the south, Judah and Benjamin, was supposed to have been one unit. Don't look at me crazy because the church is supposed to be one unit. Okay, we're going to leave that alone. But they divide. Amen. They divide. And the northern kingdom, especially of Dan, they had their own bull. They said, ain't no need us going all the way to Jerusalem. Ain't that right? And worshiping the Lord. We can build our own thing right here. But can I tell you that when God tells you to do something, you can't do what you want to do. You have to do it when God said do it, how God said do it, the reason why God said do it. You don't have to ask no question. By faith, we just do it. Say that God comes to speak to Judah. And he speaks to Jerusalem. And the first thing he does when he comes to the church, he said, I want y'all to hear me. Because y'all are rebellious children. Yes, sir. That's us. We are rebellious children. We'll say that God brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We'll say he took my feet out the muck and the miry clay. Oh, y'all know it. He put food on my table, cut clothes on my back. God did that for me. And then before we get out the building, we done cut somebody out. Before we get out the building, we forget the reason that God saved us. He didn't save you for yourself. He saved you to be a missionary to go tell somebody and an evangelist to tell somebody that God still lives. What they did was they just kept on playing with God. God said to him, I want you to understand, even the ox and the ass understand their place. A cow knows how to move. A bird knows how to get up in the morning and go for worms. What about train him? They understand the nature that God has put on the inside of them. But human beings, we are the only one who think we are smarter than God, think we know more than God, create our own God so we don't have to worship God. God, I'm going to tell you right now, information is good. Listen to me. Information is good, but information is no good without the revelation of what God wants you to do with the information. There's a whole lot of intelligent people who are evil, who are trying to destroy the world and killing people and policing people over because they have a lot of information. They're so intelligent. They're so smart, but they don't have any God in them. They're just like folk in the church who have a whole lot of scripture, but don't have the Holy Ghost. They can tell you when to say amen. They can tell you different things about God, but they have no compassion. They have no love. They have no prayer life. They have no study life. They don't have God.
Oh, have mercy. Did I go too far? Maybe I need to keep on going, Brother Jeff, if I didn't go far enough. So Isaiah comes and he begins to speak to Jerusalem, who's already in captivity. Because that's what we're doing. We're speaking to people who are in captivity. We need to be speaking to them. But then Judah hadn't went into captivity, but they had rebelled against God, and they was on their way. In other words, folks, I'm telling you this morning, before I leave this church, you better stop doing anything that's not like God. Because some folks just fall into sin. They don't know it's sin yet. But he didn't know what to do and don't do to him is sin. So if you call yourself a child of God, you got to do what does saith the Lord. I don't care how a man preached to you. I don't care if we holler. If folks won't listen to the slam, he said he's going to walk over to the camera and hold the Bible up and let them read it by themselves. Amen. Either way, we're going to get this word in you. Isaiah says, to God that you all have walked away from me. You're evil and you're lawless and you're walking in iniquity. This Black History Month, everybody want to quote Dr. King, amen. When they say justice rolled down the hill like a mighty spread up, quote that, don't they? But they don't go back up and read the first part of what Amos was talking about. Amos was talking about what Isaiah was talking about. Isaiah said that the Lord said, because you have rebelled against me, he said, I do not want to hear your singing. I don't want to hear your preaching. I don't want to hear it. Amen. In other words, you're trying to hide your bitterness, your anger, your lies into religion and hide behind the robe and hide behind the cross. When the preachers say that, we don't mean, Lord, hide our mess, because we try not to walk in there. Don't we say it? Lord, hide me behind the cross. Ain't that right? Let me decrease that thou may increase. That don't mean that you hide me from my mess. That means I walk to the Lord with clean hands and a pure heart as best I can to preach God's word. And what I tell you, you need to make a choice to do the right thing. Once I had somebody, you got to learn to do the right thing. But the moral decay of the church or the religious people, because that's what God is talking to. He's talking to the religious people of that day. And I'm talking to the religious people of this day. In case y'all didn't know who I was talking to, I'm talking to you. Amen. It's time to get yourself right. The moral degradation of the church. Amen. And the terms of what of judgment which God was getting ready to bring on them. Let me read to you the part of the Message Bible that came from what I just read to you. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to try to close this thing. Isaiah 16 and 20 from the Message Bible. It says, quit your worship and your worship charades. I can't stand your trivial religious games, monthly conferences, weekly Sabbaths, special meetings, meetings. I can't stand one more meeting for this meeting, for that I hate then you wore me out. I'm sick of religion, religion, and religion. Ceremony with no God, that's what he was saying. He said, Holy Spirit, no Jesus. Amen. He said, the charge of your heart and your mind, like Romans 12, you're not doing this. I'm saying that. Then he says, why you go right on sinning? When you put on your next prayer performance, I will be looking the other way. He says, no matter how long or how loud or how often you pray, I'm not listening. And do you know why? Because you've been tearing people to pieces and your hands are bloody. Then he says, go home, wash up, clean up your act, sweep your life, clear yourself of even doing so I don't have to look away anymore. Y'all got it? He says, so do no wrong. Learn to do good. Work for justice. Help the down and out. Stand up for the homeless and go to the bed for the defenseless. Y'all get it now? It's time to stop talking being good and start being good. Yeah, y'all hear me now? I'm just simply telling you today, you ought to come. You ought to come. Come means to move toward. Come means when an event occurs. Amen. A come is an informal preposition. Amen. It could be a specific event. That's what come means. Amen. It's when a man gets excited in a sexual relationship. Amen. They say that means that same thing. That's hard to hear in church, ain't it? But that's what it means. Amen. Because without that, you wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be here. Let's just go ahead on and talk about what we're talking about. I'm talking about come. Amen. Come. And he said, this is what I want you to do. He said, first, there's an indictment. When somebody get indicted, I'm going back to court. But when somebody get indicted, amen, that's a criminal accusation that a crime has been committed. That's the first part of what I read to you from Isaiah when I started breaking the text down. It was an indictment against the people who said that they loved God, but they wasn't portraying God. Amen. So it was a criminal indictment. Now, most of the time, when somebody get accused of a crime, they have an investigation. Ain't that right? There's an inquiry, an indictment. Ain't that right? Inquiry of the indictment as to why you being brought up on charge. Amen. Amen. Then it's ironic that God said it was because of their false worship and their false dealings and the way they was living. Ain't that right? But then he comes right back because God don't need to investigate. God don't need to look into it. God already knows what we're doing. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He knows everything. Amen. So he just threw it out there as an oxymoron to make us think about while we was living. Y'all get it now? And so God said that after inquiry, you're going to either be found guilty or you're going to be found innocent. And in this indictment, you can be found guilty and you can have this thing they call a pardon. Ain't that right? And we've seen that, right? We've seen people who we know they're innocent, but yet they go to jail. That ain't no justice. Ain't that right? And we see folk who were not innocent, but they were guilty, and they didn't go to jail. Ain't that right? Yeah, that's what we're watching, right? And we're watching the flip-flop of justice as to what it should be. We're watching slave trade and human trafficking going on in the world, and everybody going on like ain't nothing happening, but we're supposed to be saying something about that, ain't that right? We're seeing hungry people on our street. When we go home and eat our filet mignon, our bologna and cheese, whatever it is that you eat, and you don't think about the bellies of men and women who need some food, who need a roof overhead, what kind of justice is that? So, the Bible says that after God did the indictment against him, he came back, he didn't investigate it, but he let them know that because of your religious mess, amen, I'm looking at you, amen. And I want you to know that he comes back and he gives the invitation. I'm getting ready to go, but the invitation is wash you and make you clean. Now, can I say it again? It says wash you and make you clean. Now, in the Old Testament Hebrew, kavos means wash, amen. Back in the day, they would take their clothes and make them wet, amen. They would stamp on their clothes, amen, until they got clean, amen. And some of our ancestors back in the day, they would take that washboard and heat that thing, and those clothes got clean. Some folk, when they got the new agitator, amen, but they didn't quite have that, they would put in that roller and roll it through, amen, and hang the clothes on the line. I'm trying to tell you that somebody needs to come to God this morning. Y'all know what we do now? We take dirty clothes and put them in the washing machine, ain't that right? And the washing machine have what you call an agitator in it. And that agitator begins to work. You know, after you put your detergent in and your fabric softener, that agitator begins to work and begins to clean your clothes. And then out there wash for a certain time, that drains out, more water pours in clear, and that rinse water begins to rinse the soap out your clothes. When it rinses the soap out your clothes, amen, you can take your clothes out, and if you have the convenience, you can put them in the dryer, amen. And now you got clean clothes on your back. What I'm saying is somebody needs to come to Jesus this morning, get in the washing machine of faith and let God wash that dirt off of you. To wash your heart clean, wash your mind clean, wash your footstep clean until you become more like God. I'm telling you, all you need to come. Isaiah 11:1 said there was one who was going to come from the stem of Jesse. Amen. Isaiah 11:1. What he was talking about was when sin came in the world. When the imago Dei, the glory of God was on men, God had made to say that was very good, and sin marred us. God made a way, amen. Genesis 3:15 said the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. I'm trying to talk to you this morning. Everybody was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, amen. And we need God to wash us whiter than snow. So God said that I'm going to bring forth this man or this shoot, amen, this stem out of Jesse, amen. But then it came in Galatians 4:4, he came. It said when the fullness of time had come, y'all said come with me, amen. They say that God brought forth his son. Y'all, you know his son is Jesus Christ, don't you? So in the fullness of time, God brought forth his son. Shiloh came, amen. The salvation came, amen. Justice came in the form of him, Jesus, amen. Acts 2:1 said when the day of Pentecost had fully come, after they tried to kill the seed, after they tried to stomp the seed out, the seed went to the ground, amen. Because unless a grain of wheat fall in the ground and die, amen, you don't have nothing. But when they put him in the ground, they messed up, amen, Brother Jeff. And when he got back up and walked this earth and was seen with over 500 men and ascended back to heaven to at the right hand of the Father to put the blood on the mercy seat to let the devil know you don't win this today. After they did all of that, 50 days later, the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Ghost came. Acts chapter 2, 21 tells us that since Pentecost had fully come in Acts 2 and 1. Acts 2 and 21 said, it shall come to pass. Somebody say, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Y'all still don't hear what I'm saying? God don't want to hear how much knowledge you got. God don't want to know how much scripture you can quote. God don't want to know how well you can pray. God said, if any man come to me, any woman come to me, any boy, any girl come to me in the name of the Lord, thou shalt be saved. Saved. There's another thing that we have to do, and it's the problem in the church. We get saved and we get salvation, but we won't come back to study the word of the Lord so we can get delivered. You can't keep saying God doing your own mess. You got to have a clean heart. Amen. That's what David meant in Psalm 51. Created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Amen. And then he pleaded, please don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. I'm going. I promise you, I'm going. But you got to come. I'm talking to somebody. Don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know whether you're in here or you're out there. But you got to come. Amen. You got to come to God where the blood is running warm in your veins. Amen. Y'all know why? Because you can't keep playing church. Hebrews 10, 37. Brother Jeff read it to you, didn't he? That we are not a people who draw back into perdition. We don't get afraid like some people. I know COVID is out here, but we still have to draw nigh to God. We go everywhere we want to go, do everything we want to do, but when it comes to church, we go throw up COVID. You can come on to church if you want to. We know how to social distance. We know how to put sanitizer on your hand. We know how to wear our masks. Come on to church. Come to Jesus. We're not like some folks who can make the assembly of ourselves as some do. We come to God, amen, because he that shall come will come. Let me say it again. He that shall come will come. Let folks keep on lying. Let folks keep on cheating. Let folks keep on talking about you. Keep on doing right. Keep on preaching. Keep on praying. Keep on helping folks. Because he that shall come will come. Yeah. Revelation chapter 21 and 20. The Lord himself said, I come. Not only am I coming, I'm coming quickly. Amen. I want somebody today to give God your life. I know I ain't talking to y'all in here because you ought to already be saved. But I'm talking to somebody out there in Facebook land who feel like they don't have no hope, who feel like the church done walked all over, feel like the preacher don't care, feel like the deacon don't call, feel like the trustees don't call, feel like the members don't check on them. I'm telling you that the Lord is true to his word. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's always there. God gave that promise. If you come and wash yourself, if you learn of me. He said, in other words, if you got sin in your life, he said, I'm going to make it white as snow. Y'all sure know where I'm going. I never heard the preacher, one of our favorite preachers, Bishop Gilbert Earl Patterson, said it this way. He said he couldn't understand how God could take a brown cow and he eat green grass, amen, and produce white milk. He said, but what messed him up more than that? How can God take a black man, a white man, a yellow man, or a red man who has a black heart and use red blood and make it white? Nobody but Jesus. I know it was the blood that saved me. Michael Thompson, how you know that you saved? Because I just told y'all one day I called on the name of the Lord, and I know he heard my cry. He heard my cry because I didn't go where I used to go. I didn't talk like I used to talk. I didn't say what I used to say. Folks would trust me with the word of God. I was standing on the promises of God, and I'm going to stand until I die. I'm going to preach until I die. I'm going to go back, God, until I die. I'm going to lift it until I die. He said, if I, and if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Come. What the blood is running warm in your veins. Go to the church all the way over. If you're out there on Facebook land and you want to be saved, if you're out there in Facebook land and you don't know him, Jesus, you can call on one of these preachers, amen, or somebody near you in a Bible teaching church. Just get down on your knees and the Lord forgive me, a sinner, and save my soul, and watch God come in, change your life, change your house, change your family, change your ministry, change your money. God can do it if you
Dear Lord,
they don't already know you, dear Lord, draw them near, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we're here to bring them on in. Dear Lord, we love you this day. We thank you, dear Lord, for each and everything that you do. Thank you for bringing us through another week, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we thank you for just putting in our hearts a do right type of mind, dear Lord. We thank you all for all that came today, all that joined us, dear Lord, on Facebook Live, those that joined us on the phone lines, dear Lord, but also those that came out today. But dear Lord, just let them know, anyone that want to come, just let them come, dear Lord. We got a big sanctuary, we got room for social distancing. Dear Lord, if they want to come out, let them come. But dear Lord, we also have to keep in mind that we do have to be safe, dear Lord. We have to do what's right, dear Lord. We have to wear our masks. We have to clean our hands. We have to do the right thing, dear Lord. But dear Lord, we got room. We love them. Y'all come. Just let them come, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we just thank you just for being you, dear Lord. And dear Lord, we ask that you please just continue to bless us, dear Lord, as we go throughout this week until we are back in your presence once again. And we just thank you, Lord. Just thank you. Dear Lord, my prayer today is that the Holy Spirit, dear Lord, would just dwell with us here for now.